Hey Rockets, this is Mr. Ruzek. Welcome to the Rocket Hour Student Podcast. I can't even tell you how many podcasts we're up to now. We are well past double digits. We started in our partnership with Gloria Day Lutheran Church, and now we have been bringing it live from the principal's office. I am here with my ever-present and ever-wonderful co-host.
Hi, it's Daisha. And today on this episode, I would love to welcome two special guests working on a mural here at John Marshall, and then another special guest who just had a scholarship.
Amazing news.
At 17,
so to be a teacher. Big conversation, were we even planning on doing the special guest?
No,
we just got pulled in. So can you please introduce yourself and share the epic news with the Rocket listeners?
Okay, so my name is Emmanuel Lamar. I'm a John Marshall student, and I just got a full ride scholarship to Winona State University. to be a teacher, EL specifically.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's very epic.
More than epic. Yeah. So 4 years, we're talking lots of money, lots of support, and then even more so for your principal. This is like the greatest news, because this means that potentially someday you come back to JM and you're a teacher here at JM. How about that? Would you do it?
Maybe.
Oh!
He's lying.
Pop my balloon. No, I'm teasing. I'm so excited, and we're super proud of you. What made you think of being a teacher?
Because I've experienced because an EL student, I used to be an EL student, and I wanted to be able to help those children that go through what I've been through.
Yeah.
To help them grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're already close to making your principal cry, and we were a minute and a half into this podcast. Do you have a question for our scholar?
No, but I think I like that. I like how you're trying to help and have children grow towards certain things when you become a teacher, because I feel like we need more teachers like that, and we need more teachers who are patient and loving and caring and who help us, what is the word? Proceed?
Persevere?
Yeah, persevere, or just push us further. Like, we have teachers like that, but I don't know, that's good. I like that. I'm happy for you.
Me too.
Thank you so much.
This is incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We'll keep track of you. But Rocket listeners, this is a first. Our first full scholarship candidate and future teacher to join the podcast. So you have blessed us with your presence today. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, congratulations. All right, sliding from right to left. Two more special human beings, one of which that I've known now for a handful of years, and I do feel incredibly blessed to know and call and consider a friend. She is a remarkable human being with an incredible voice, and her voice is not always audible. Sometimes it's visual, and her name is Greta. Greta, say hello.
Hello. I'm trying to have a radio voice. Hello.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Thank you.
That got the show.
Anyways.
This podcast is getting spicy.
Anyways.
All right, so to keep it moving, Greta is
the... blush?
I like your accent. It's so
thank
cute.
You.
But...
Ask her who she is. Who's
yeah,
our
yeah,
expert?
Who are they?
Yes. So we have Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Tell us where you're from and how you met Greta and how she's impacted your life here.
I am... So my name is Gabriela Sepúlveda, and I am from San Juan, Puerto Rico. But I'm based in Springfield, Massachusetts, which is where I met Greta. Greta was doing a course called the Community Mural Institute, where she was teaching the Good Space Technique, which is what we're using right now. And I took her course the first time, and then she's like, I'm coming back for master class. And I was like, I took the master class. And I was like, Greta, don't leave me. So I'm just kind of following her around every time she calls me somewhere. I love her.
And now we travel.
Oh, I love that.
All right, Greta, what are you doing here at John Marshall High School?
Well, speaking of the Good Space Method,
yes.
We are making a giant mural.
Yeah.
but it's not little. Guys, it's giant.
Tell
it's huge.
Us.
I think we're over 2,000 square feet now with at least 250 square feet of mosaics, which is really exciting because we haven't done that together yet in Rochester.
It's blowing my mind. I know. And if you, I know you, Deisha, were helping create the mosaics, correct? Tell us about what's that like.
Okay. I really like it. It's opening me, it's helping me expand my knowledge when it comes to art, and it's helping me understand it more because I love art. I'm a very artistic and creative person, and I love using my imagination. So when I found out that we were building a mural here, I was like, hold on, this is awesome. This is cool. And witnessing it and seeing like our school come together, and we have like a painting area where everybody can come in, and then we have like hours open where we could come in and like crush up little pieces and put them together. I like it. I love it. And it's so fun. And just you coming in is, it's like, okay, I want to be where you're at. I want to be able to create something where it is being witnessed through generations, you know, and art is such an important part of history and for people to witness because art goes way back. And when it comes to like self-portraits or just like important like pieces, it's just amazing. And we're the only school here in Rochester out of Century and Mayo. Ooh, I forgot about that. Out of Century and Mayo who has a mural.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful opportunity that you have provided for us and Ruzak. So I'm so grateful.
Okay, so Deisha, we've done this so many times together. I've never seen you so fired up. This lady's got you fired up.
I got you fired up. Witnessing you here, I have so many questions, and I just like.
Did you make it in the paint room?
Yes. Okay. I love that.
Are you going to come back Saturday? So would you bring your grandpa back on Saturday? Because I bet he would like to. Oh, where are you working?
Madonna Towers.
Okay. All right. Well, we can get him involved in some other way, because I bet he would like to do it.
He would.
Deisha's grandpa had hands on construction of the building.
What?
When
really?
They remodeled.
Really?
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Did you not even know that?
No. Yeah. We have a church here in Rochester that he has helped build.
Yep. Awesome.
He's a very... I love my grandfather.
I know you do.
Which, you know what? Okay, so here at John Marshall, we are working on a park here.
Yeah.
Over, like, down here.
Deisha's
down
towards the front by the greenhouse.
Which is really amazing because to imagine how it will be so cute because then... I'm about to be a senior, so I probably, I'll witness it, but I won't, like, stay
experience
long.
It. Yeah,
sadly. But I'll be part of it, so.
But you will see it, though, finished, right? And so, Greta, Gabby, what's this going to be like when it's finished?
Glorious.
It's going to be glorious.
It should help, because then we're going to be able to paint things, and it's just, I love stuff like this.
It's really,
I
love it. This is a pretty cool moment. Yeah. One thing that has been beautiful to underscore during this time, like you said, building the mural. Mm-hmm. We are definitely building the mural together. And part of building the mural is building these links in this collective story.
Yes.
Because all of you will remember, we were there when we built that mural. And there's a thing where it's like, it's very specific to this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So on this mural, you will see so many JM students is one of like the big things you're going to see. And you guys who are making the mural right now know who all these people are.
Yeah.
But in like 5 years,
you won't.
Not everyone's going to know. It's going to turn into this represents JM more broadly.
Well,
but you're going to be the ones that can be like, I know who that person is and who that person. I had a class with that person and this is my year. And that was an amazing moment. And, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What about people from the past? Because you and I and Aaron sat and talked through like, this isn't a new school.
Right.
We've been here for a long time, since the late 50s.
The oldest high school, I think, in Rochester.
That's right. So how do you incorporate the voice of the past so that people who are past Rockets feel represented in this?
So we have, I mean, that's always a hard one. How do you do that? Because I think that that's like a mural in and of itself.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy to see that there are so many beautiful historic photos around the building and moments that do highlight, like, this is 1960 JM and this is 1975 JM.
Crazy, right?
Do you see how, like, it goes from, so, like, it starts a small school and it slowly starts growing and growing and growing and all the pictures.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So you're seeing that story is visually available on the inside of the building, but how do you put that in the mural?
Yeah.
So we have these different like logos from JM's history that are that peek through. So they're all throughout the mural, and you'll and like if that was your year, you'll be like, that was all year's logo. But if it wasn't, you'll be like, oh, that's you'll be like, that's JM. And again, it'll just feel like, oh, that's just part of the mural. But it has like specific little, just like that was my friend in school.
Yes.
There are those moments that will pop up for people.
But I just think, you know, and I've gotten really lucky to be with Greta for two murals now. And then also just get to be a fan guy from afar.
How did you find Greta?
The stars aligned. So I'll tell this story very, very quickly, but I'm always a hopeless romantic, and so I was reading a magazine about saving a salmon in northern Alaska, and the individual that was doing it would, had gone into the community. She didn't paint the fish, she painted the people, and she had this just like epic mural painted on the side of this whole food, like, you know, it's northern Alaska, so there are no stores. It was just like a shed, but she depicted the salmon catch with all these beautiful faces, and I immediately was in love with the people, and I had never met them. So I went to school, and I said to my community school site facilitator, Lita, you have to see this epic mural. And she said, no way, that's my friend.
Oh, for real?
My friend painted that. I go,
which isn't me.
Nope. She called, and we talked to her, and she's like, no, I just, this was like, I'm caught up in this, and I wanted to do this, but I'm going to send you guys this. Website that's going to give a better idea. This is how we first started, and then the rest is history. Because Lita showed me one of Greta's murals first, and I said, like, that's it. She did another one? No, this is a whole different artist.
Wow.
So somehow, someway, I was hooked.
Okay, the planets align themselves.
Right?
Nice.
So it's really super cool, but I our efforts here, and you could even talk about, Daisha, the what did we do with Michelle Norris and NPR? It is the Identity Project, and taking everyone's picture and sharing short stories. So this has really been a two-year. We're in like year two of this whole thing.
Crazy.
Tell them about the Identity Process.
Project. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of forgot about
that.
That's
okay.
That's my mind's been all over the place. I've been trying to do school.
Your picture's in the hall.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Beautiful. So, okay. Let me try and remember. Because, okay, we had a I was working with Miss Vasquez, and I remember we kind of, it's not downtown, but it's like, we went somewhere that is close by the school, and we had went with this guy, and we had talked about, like, what we should bring to the table and what will attract kids my age, and what will help us feel comfortable to voice our opinions and whatnot and speak out loud.
Share who you are.
Yeah. And so, let's see. We picked a couple of students and had created, like, sayings, like quotes.
Six words, right?
Six words.
Wasn't it six?
Yes, I believe so. And we had, I remember, the people who are on the wall, we have Jazz, we have Benji, we have me. Who else do we have?
There's a lot of people. Moha's up there. Moha. Ali is up there.
Yeah. We have it was, I don't know. I wish we couldn't forget.
That's okay.
Because it was such a, I like the process of it because it was such a nice impact. And being there with Miss Vasquez and going, like, I wish I knew his name. I knew his name. Just going there and talking about it made me feel like I was aligned with something and I was walking into a feeling where I was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I love that because just now and you coming to our school, it's like the universe and God shows us so many things. And it's so interesting.
So that one started, Michelle Norris created a project called the Race Project.
Yeah.
And she did it with National Public Radio. And then she spoke, and Ms. Vasquez and I saw her and thought, well, we're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we collected all these pictures and beautiful voices, and for me, what our community, I get to see you all every day, and I love you guys, and I'm, like, motivated and inspired. But the rest of the community does not. So yeah. Then when we did this project, it was still kind of in-house, mm-hmm. and I knew I had a special someone that could help me share it with the rest of the world, and then here mm-hmm. comes Greta. So it's intentional, and I think people that come and see our space, like, this is not an accident, right? Yeah. We're putting a ton of effort into identifying. Greta, talk a little bit about when you came the first time and what mm-hmm. you did to collect student voice.
So one of the things, again, the Good Space Method, which is really fun, is it really lines up like a community process that extends throughout the entirety of the project from beginning to end. And it's about opening up different spaces along the way for community voice and for community participation. So at the beginning, which is phase one, design, we don't have a design.
Right.
So it's like the really coming in, like, what's your story? And I think I did it enough times where I would walk into rooms where people didn't know me.
Yeah.
And I would say, my name is Greta, and I just want to say that I am the very best painter in this room. Right? And everyone's like, wait, what?
Who are you?
Who do you think you are? And then I'd be like, I am the expert in mural making. I am the expert in painting. I am amazing. And then yeah. I go, but I am not the expert at your story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what JM's about.
Yeah.
You guys are the experts. And I need you if we're going to work together to make this happen. And I will give you all of my expertise if you guys will come and be part of this with me.
Yeah. I remember you were in the band room and you had us like go around the room and write down each little like questions and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that.
And then she was texting me late at night all of your guys' writings and making me cry before Aww. Bed. Like, this is
There's a beautiful
amazing.
Prompt that was my JM.
Yeah.
And we, like, were building a poem.
Yeah.
And people were, like, saying, like, my JM is, like, my best friends. Or
yeah.
my JM is... like feeling safe.
It's like the smell in the hallway sometimes.
Right.
I think I wrote that down. It's like the experiences that I've had.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people can relate to that, the experience here, because JM is such like, it's such a nostalgic feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I have family members who have gone here, and I just, walking down the hallways and thinking like, oh my God, my mom went here.
Yeah.
My grandfather went here. Like,
so you want to honor that.
Yeah, it is so interesting because I never thought I would come to JM.
Yeah?
And I would always hear, like, because majority of the times people are like, oh, JM's ghetto, it's bad.
Sure.
I don't really.
Really?
Yes.
I love this place.
Yeah,
like, my high school.
It needs more recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be so pooped on because it's not bad. I mean, sure, we have,
it's delightful.
Like,
it's amazing.
Yeah, sometimes we have bad moments.
We're impressed. But we're very impressed.
But I think, though, what I love, and this is where I'm super excited that, you know, everybody gets to come together, because no place is perfect,
yeah.
right? But for me, this is a uniquely special space, and that the community would be fortunate to experience you all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. Like you were saying, there are students who have bad days or bad moments. Well, welcome to real life. This
yeah.
is the world. And you can see it in two ways. One, that it's bad or not good or whatever. Or you can see it as a beautiful mess. And this is the most beautiful mess. We have 80 some odd languages here. We have cultures from all over the world. We have families who are here because of the Mayo Clinic. We have
mm-hmm.
students who are interested in speech and debate just before you guys came in. And then we have wonderful athletics. And we have fine arts.
Band.
Yes, all the things. So...
Orchestra.
Literally,
like,
yeah.
band and orchestra, two different things. What?
K-pop.
I love our band.
Our
oh
band
my
is
God.
Incredible, right?
Shout out to our band teacher.
Let's go.
I don't know.
Shout
out to our band teacher.
Yeah.
I'm not in band, but
he's going to love this so much.
My partner's in band, and I don't know, being with him. And, like, I've always had a thing for band, but since I've been with him and going to, like, his band concerts and stuff,
you
I'm
and
like,
Greta would be
on.
Best friends.
Best you, man. Like, I don't know. I love it. And it's, like, so fun for our, like, pep rallies.
Yeah.
Do we have getaway, like, what is it
Retreats
called?
Retreats for band?
No. What is it called when we play at other...
Away games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had those.
Yeah.
We should have more.
I agree. It's pretty cool, right?
Oh, my God. I love it.
All right. So what's coming up? What can we tell the community? I know Saturday. What's happening Saturday, you two?
So Saturday,
Party.
There's a big paint party.
Okay.
So we've basically been having a paint party all week here at JM. People don't really know this, but are we having a JM paint party?
We're having a JM paint party. I've had a party week. Like, woo! It's
Gabby, were you ready for Tuesday? I think it even Gabby is human caffeine. She comes in on fire, but I think we even overwhelmed.
I was ready, but not ready. So, like,
the best is that I picked you up from the airport because I picked her up on the way here because she flew in to be my sister. I was like, I need someone. I think that we're doing mosaic and painting. We're doing it all at the same time. I need someone I can really lean on and trust to hold the space of a paint party.
Yeah.
And the paint residency. And so Gabby's in the car like, cool, are we installing? I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
We're at a different stage.
Oh, my God. Her car was so full, that every time she would hit the brake, the stuff would
everything
come
on her top.
And we were driving, we're like, oh, yeah.
With our arms up so that it wouldn't come and hit the windshield.
And the first day was nonstop. Erin was like, oh, we had over 300 students.
300 students. I think this is, like, you have to say that because our community is going to come and see this mural and think, oh, an artist did this. No, this is a full community effort.
Yes. Greta has this amazing way of having everyone want to take ownership of the mural. So it doesn't just belong. It's funny because the design might, like, it might be your mural, but it's not your mural.
No.
It's everyone's mural, and everybody feels that way. And I had students that were trying to sneak out of class and try to come in and paint
for
the
sure.
And I'm the worst influence. I'm like, yeah, sure.
I don't blame you. I would have done the same thing.
No, and then, like, I'm trying to get away to go upstairs to Greta where she was doing mosaics with the kids.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
It didn't happen, but oh, well.
Yeah. So Saturday.
Saturday, we're paint partying, 9:30 to 12:30.
And where's it going to be?
It's going to be right here on campus, JM campus. We're actually going to be outside.
It's going to be
first, like, outside. Oh, yeah. I want to go. Things just changed. So tomorrow it's supposed to be 70, but not during our paint party. Mm-hmm. So it might be a little bit chillier, but we're going to be in the sun.
I feel like that's perfect.
I think there'll be a food truck.
Yeah.
Oh! We're going to have, you know.
It's a party. Music.
It's a party. There's going to be music. And we're going to paint the rest of the mural. But it's a really cool opportunity if you were like, yo, I didn't get to be part of the paint part yet. I really wanted my hands in this to come through.
Which, for community listeners, even if you're not a Rocket, there is something really cool about when this is all completed and installed on our walls for you to come and see your panel and know that you contributed to that part, you know. And so I think about our kids who are cracking tiles and making our mosaic. You can come back 20 years from now and see your hand on that particular piece of art. It's pretty fantastic.
We put handprints everywhere.
Well, the other thing that's been really amazing, I don't know if you know this, but we're having students actually design their own mosaics now.
Yeah.
So there are components of this that are totally
Miss
designed.
Claudia, shout out to Miss Claudia up there.
100% hauler.
Claudia, our...
Oh, yeah, our... Okay. I was thinking of a different person.
Yeah. She's going to assist in creating student-created mosaics.
And what the conversations today were is really like, what is your cultural heritage? What is your identity coming into the school? And the students are making designs based on their identity, and all those designs are connected. So as we're making a giant,
keeps
you know,
getting better.
It does.
A giant constellation, because we as JM students, I'm saying we, because here I am, are part of this constellation, and we all shine by ourselves also.
Yeah.
But we shine even brighter in our connection to each
other. Honorary JM students.
Collectively.
Here I am.
Collectively, we are very bright.
Very bright.
I was able to sit in today's class, and it was really, really awesome to see the students actively engaging with Greta and asking her, like, being like, well, this is, I'm part Scottish, and this, so how can I implement this? And I was like, Greta, they're like, they're doing eye contact, like they're into it was so cool.
So this is not by accident, right? Like we've made efforts in this school in the last 2 years in particular of really spotlighting all of the things that make us beautiful, and so our kids are not afraid to do that. We have talent shows and cultural, or our culture fest is going to be next Friday because it got pushed back because of snow, which
I'm
we
so
didn't
excited.
Even
have.
You sure you don't want to stay for an extra
week? I know,
it's
you're
awesome.
Welcome. It's fantastic. So I just think I'm so overjoyed. We're really lucky that we're able to have you all with us. And if you weren't here at JAM this week, you really missed out. Like there's a tangible feel in this building all the time, but it just went up a notch, I think. This week. Yeah. Part of it might have been the music pumping from the wrestling room as you're
all partying. All day long. If you get it just high enough, like just loud enough, people can't really hear each other.
That's right.
So they don't really talk to you. They just paint.
Yeah.
So we're like right
but
in
it was
sweet
good.
Spot.
There was some grooving going, you know, while the paintbrush is flying.
I don't think I stopped dancing the entire time.
It's so pretty cool.
No, I'm so pretty sure every time you walked in there, I was like, hey, let's do this.
I love your energy. You're so hyper.
Don't worry. I crash just as hard.
Same sometimes. I don't know. You guys are just amazing people. I love it. And I'm glad that I'm able to do a podcast with the both of you guys. And
agreed.
I'm glad that I met you.
What an honor.
I want to connect more because I love art. And I feel like you'd love my art. It's kind of funky. It's weird. And it's kind of disturbing. But it gives you a certain feeling, you know? And I feel like you could help me expand when it comes to my art.
I'm in.
And I love that.
Good. Show your work. Always show your work.
Yes.
Always. Even if you don't like it, show your work. Art is subjective.
Well, that is very true.
I have a picture.
Hold on. Okay, we're going to do this. While we're doing this, I want to tell the story of my first mural. Can I do
please.
That really
yes.
quick?
Please, please.
Okay. So I have now been muraling for 20 years,
wow.
but before my like professional muralism career started, I was a young one in schools, and I had one of my art teachers in elementary school invited us to paint a mural in the hallway, and I was 9 years old, and I was like, got
this
to paint.
In St. Paul?
It's in Minneapolis, yeah. South Minneapolis. Yeah. I got to paint like a big part of a big safari scene.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I love this so hard.
Yeah.
Like we are being invited to influence like the visual landscape of my school. And I was able to shine in that way of like, not like, look what I did, but look what we did.
Yeah.
And I was one of those kids that I knew I wanted to be a muralist when I graduated high school
yeah.
because of that experience.
Right.
So anytime we can bring this into like a school setting too and be like, yo, you can be a painter, you can be a muralist, you can make mosaics, you can do these things. I always hope, I know that can really influence some folks because it sure influenced me.
Well, and that's inside, so then when you put this out on the outside of the building and there are people just walking by or going to work or walking their dog, like it's changing their disposition in that moment, too. That's pretty cool.
You're beaming.
Do you remember who your teacher was when you were 9 years old?
Oh, yeah, Daddy Sponsor.
There you go.
Yeah, our teacher, of course,
wow,
Mr. Sponsor, of
course.
I think
it's super important to recognize because those are people that have literally changed your trajectory.
Changed my life.
I'm thankful for that teacher.
My first time I was in an art classroom, as because I did teach for a little bit, I called him up. I was like, tell me how you do this.
Man.
Our teachers are important.
So important. The arts are important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the band teacher, the art teachers. Mm-hmm. These are the people that can really swoop us. Let me
see. Well, and when we have students in, right, we typically have them recognize who their teacher is, so you guys are right on par. Do you have a teacher you want to recognize? Anybody that impacted you?
Everybody. Oh, my God. Greta.
Yeah. Look at that. That's perfect.
So I have it like, it's funny because Greta knows this story, but like all my teachers were inadvertently, like they were muralists, and I didn't realize that I was training under muralists.
Yeah.
And I was like, I told Greta that I was kind of fighting muralism. Like I'm just like, my entire time. And I was like, I guess this is where I'm supposed to
give
land.
Give in.
I finally gave in. But Rafael Rivera Ortiz, who is unfortunately deceased, Richard Deutsch, who was like one of my favorite teachers in the Art Institute in Chicago.
Right.
And he was always like promoting me to move forward and all the things. And there are like two people I want to recognize. One who I do want to recognize my friend Ed and Greta, because without their advice and Greta's like pushing me forward, I'm able to do this for a living, which is like one of my favorite things, is that I get to show parents with great intentions may like veer us away from art.
For sure. It's scary.
Yeah.
You can't make any money, and there's no accountability, and you don't know if you're going to last, and this, all the things.
And this presence is kind of like, art is a $1.4 billion industry. Right. So look, we're making it happen.
Yeah.
It's possible.
And I think, too, Gabby, the other thing I think about all the time is life. You know, monetary is one thing, but it's really important to be happy. You only get one shake at this turn on the world. And I think, you know, if you can make an impact and you can wake up and leave, and if you leave this week and you've had a filled week because you got to participate in work and art, I think you're succeeding, right?
I told the kids today, I was like, if you love your job, you never work a day in your life.
So true,
and it's so true. It is so true. I love my job.
Yeah.
I hate calling it a job. Like, I feel jealous of myself because I get to have fun for a living.
That's what I want. I don't want to work for somebody else. I want to work for myself. I want to be able to be an artist and
do
paint
it.
And what makes me happy, not being in like a cramped little building. I want to travel how you guys are. I want to go see like big sites and whatnot and make history. Like, oh my God, I love that.
I promise you, it's not impossible.
No.
Yeah.
They just
the impossible
big goals.
Is never impossible.
That's
no,
right.
There's nothing as impossible. We put our own limitations in ourselves.
You guys just read my quote right from my journal. It's right here. It's always been impossible until it's done. Nelson Mandela, come on. He knows. All right, so we have to wrap because we're edging close to the point where people turn off the podcast. And I just want to say how grateful we are. I get to see a new light even in my co-host today because of you all. But she's not alone.
Mm-hmm.
There are many, many, many students who had an extra bounce in their step as they went through the hallways. And students were excited to come to school, which, you know, as much as I love this place, not always is that the case for everyone. We're all struggling.
Rare.
It is rare.
It's rare.
Truth. But we have every intention and every single day to try and find a way to continue to blow on their embers and get that spark to just go a little bit brighter. And you guys went ahead and just blew it up this week. So we love you very, very much. When are you coming back? So Saturday's the paint party. You both depart back into your regular worlds. And then when do you descend upon JM again?
We'll be back in the fall.
Woo!
Day to be determined. But we have a lot of mural to paint, a lot of faces on this wall.
Yes,
I think we have more figures than we've probably ever done in one mural.
I love that.
And so we will be painting those away, and we'll be back in the fall to put it all up.
Okay.
Oh, my.
And when it happens, it's going to happen fast.
Maybe we can podcast when they come back and do the podcast.
A catch-up.
Yeah.
Catch-up.
Yes. See how we've done.
Part two.
Part two. And then we'll also have photographers and news people because this will be a great big release. If you have curiosities about the JM mural, you can go on Good Space Murals, which is a lovely, easy spot to see. It's on Instagram as well. You can hit us up on JM website and Instagram page because we're putting a ton of different pictures on there. Or if you're just curious, come on over and we'll show you some of the artist renditions that are housed all over the place. Be a part of this, not because of the building, but because of the people that are inside the building.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bring those people on the outside very soon in the fall. Can't wait.
Party.
Can't wait. All right, Rockets, thank you for listening. Greta, Gabby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you guys, and see you soon.